A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size. I'm Chris Page and I'm here with all of today's Liverpool news stories for you. It is a bit of a slow news day, I will apologise in advance, but we do have some tasty stories if you want to stay up to date on all the latest news and most importantly, rumours around Liverpool Football Club. So we'll be talking Liverpool hot on Bundesliga striker, Spurs now in a race for a Liverpool and United defensive target, and the Benfica starlet that Liverpool could be interested in. Before we get into that though, I just wanted to talk a little bit about sin bins. Obviously it broke yesterday afternoon. It was Dale Johnson from ESPN, the world's VAR journalist extraordinaire, who's been talking about it. The IFAB had a meeting, and in short, there could be a trial of only the captain of a football team being able to approach the referee in certain major game situations. They also discuss sin bins for dissent and specific tactical offences to be tried at higher levels of football, and strip the application of laws for mass confrontations, which is quite interesting. Now, the sin bin thing, obviously in rugby, it's like 10 minutes if you go to the sin bin where you'd lose a player, but they can come back on. In the Premier League, we don't know what that could mean, but it could be trialled potentially as early as next season. And they have been trialled across England at lower levels, apparently working very successfully at tackling dissent at grassroots and youth level. Although I'm sure it hasn't completely worked, because this is football that we're talking about here. The temporary dismissals in football in the lower levels have been for 10 minutes, and as I say, they are applied in cases of dissent. Whether that is the same for Premier League, it does remain to be seen. The report also adds that it's understood that the trial will extend to cynical fouls, with one example understood to be Italy defender Jorginho Chiellini's shirt pull on England's Bukayo Saka in Euro 2020 final, which results in a yellow card. That would equate to an orange card, with offences deemed worthy of greater punishment than a booking, but not quite meeting the threshold of a sending off. So they're trying to clamp down on tactical fouls. They're trying to clamp down on players surrounding the referees, and we could see trials in the Premier League, as I say, as early as next season, which is mad, isn't it? Because we've heard about sin bins for so many years now, but it's never really taken hold, the conversation. I've never really thought it was close to actually being introduced into football, and yet I think what we're seeing with VAR, with more video analysis, is more and more red cards. And I think everybody collectively is just getting a little bit bored of red cards kind of ruining games. And sin bins could be a way to sort of curb those red card offences, uphold the spirit of the game in terms of players surrounding referees and essentially bullying them a little bit and stuff. So we wait with bated breath to see whether that'll be introduced. For what it's worth, why? For me, just think it's mental. But if it does cut down on the red cards and games are decided by the players on the football pitch more often than the referee, then it could be a good thing. But as I mentioned, if the FA and the Premier League and UEFA are involved, they'll probably fuck it up somehow. Next story, a little one about Bobby Clark. Obviously, brilliant young midfielder for the Reds, really impressed Jurgen Klopp and the coaches at Liverpool for a few years now, but it's been a frustrating few months for him. He only has 5 appearances to his name this season. He's been absent since October the 1st, and Ian Doyle reporting that he's not expected to be back in action until the new year. Comes as a blow, obviously, as he returned to light training in November, but his comeback has been delayed, unfortunately. He was named in Liverpool's Europa League squad as an A-list player. He's had a couple of appearances for Liverpool in the senior team. And, you know, the Europa League is another potential chance for minutes. So I think he'll be gutted, the 18-year-old, that he's out until the new year and missing potentially and hopefully a dead rubber game in the Europa League where you would suspect he would have got minutes. So moving on to the next story then, Liverpool are being linked with Belgian striker currently playing his trade in the German Bundesliga for RB Leipzig, Louis Openda. Liverpool, according to Sasha Tavolieri, football journalist, he's a wonderful talent, and the transfer market in the Premier League are already very hot on him, and he actually name checks Liverpool Football Club. So this is a versatile striker, really. Obviously, he plays mainly through the middle, but he can play on the left wing in a forward position or the right forward position, so a la Diaz or a la Mo Salah. Which is interesting. 23 years old, got a good goal record so far this season. He's got 4 in 5 in the Champions League for Leipzig, and he's got 9 in 12 for the Bundesliga, adding a further 3 assists to that. So that would make it in the Bundesliga 12 goal involvements in 12 games, and in the Champions League 4 goal involvements in 5 games. So you can see why Premier League clubs, including Liverpool, could be interested in the Belgian striker. Now, again, this is an interesting one for me because there's lots of talk about defenders. There's lots of talk about defensive midfielders. There hasn't really been any talk about strikers because we've got probably 5 of the best strikers or a best group of strikers out of any team, maybe in Europe. You know, when you look at Nunes, Jota, Salah, Diaz, Gakpo, like these are lads that you think, wow, we're stacked here. But could this be a play for the future? Could it be as a centre forward? Could we see his future as a right wing forward? Maybe a little bit of planning for the future and when Mo Salah decides to hang up his very large, very Liverpool boots. And maybe seek pastures new. Hopefully that day doesn't come anytime soon, because obviously still one of the best in the world, still doing it at a level that not many strikers can get to and stuff like that. But you do need to future proof. We've obviously had to replace Roberto Firmino and had to replace Sadio Mane over the last couple of years. Maybe Liverpool are trying to get the deal done before maybe Salah does leave Liverpool Football Club. This player could be one of those guys that Liverpool are looking at, but I imagine the list is quite extensive when we do think about the future on that right-hand side.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving on to another transfer story then. Jean-Claire Todibo, a centre-half, is getting interest from Tottenham Hotspur. They want him to pay about £39 million. Manchester United and Liverpool also name-checked by the Standard as having their eyes on Jean-Claire. He currently plies his trade for Nice over in French Ligue 1 as a centre-back. He's a right-footed centre-half, can play on the right-hand side or the left-hand side. Tottenham, I think, are being linked with him mainly because of the injury to Mickey van de Ven. I think obviously they're going through a major injury crisis at the moment. It seems like Liverpool have him on the shortlist of potential defenders for them for the future. Is it somebody who's going to play on that left-hand side of a back four? Centre-back partnership in place of Virgil van Dijk, or is it somebody who is playing on the right-hand side who could come in and ply his trade alongside Ibu Konate? And we're all kind of expecting Joel Matip to go in the summer, aren't we? So 23 years old, French Guinean, has citizenship at France as well. Played some quite good teams, actually. He was obviously Barcelona, Nice at the moment, Benfica he's played for, Schalke over in Germany, all on loans and stuff, mainly from Barcelona. Somebody that Liverpool, Tottenham and Manchester United could be interested in. Final story of the day. This is from Liverpool Transfer Room, so maybe take it with a pinch of salt. But according, and that's not fair actually, it's from Ojogo and they've taken it from Ojogo, not Liverpool Transfer Room. So take it with a pinch of salt because it's from Ojogo. Liverpool are looking to sign Benfica defensive midfielder João Neves, 19 years old. Liverpool apparently have his name at the very top of their, I'll insert this word, Christmas wish list, and in all capital letters. Benfica want to extend his contract, raise his release clause to €150 million. Manchester United also want the player, who is currently earning only £520,000 per season. Only. Jesus. What's the world coming through? I've got a wonderful screen grab in front of me, which isn't going to help you on podcast listeners, but it's not going to help me either because it's in Portuguese, maybe. It doesn't look like Spanish to me. Apparently, the all capital letters. I'm looking for the all capital letters a bit. Can't find the all capital letters a bit. But I did look at some of his stats and stuff like that. And I tell you what, ridiculously impressive for an 18-year-old. Now, obviously, he's playing his trade over in the Portugal top tier. So his stats are kind of inflated compared to maybe midfielders from the Premier League or the Bundesliga, Serie A, etc., etc. But my word, he's in the top 1% compared to men playing over 500 minutes, I think it is, in the last 365 days in terms of blocks. His tackles, he's in the top 4%. His aerial duels, he's in the top 11%. Passes attempted, top 2%. Really, really strong statistics for João Neves. And again, we just don't really know what's going on with that defensive midfielder position. I think the general sort of school of thought by fans, Liverpool fans, myself included, is that Liverpool still need a defensive midfielder. The longer this season goes on, the more I'm starting to think that Klopp might really just like Alexis McAllister. And I think after a strong game against Manchester City, he'll feel confident that he can perform in the biggest games, the most tactically difficult games, and still put in a good performance and do his team proud. Now, he's still learning that role, of course, Alexis, but bringing in a young lad like João Neves, I think is 18 years old, 19 years old, to maybe sit underneath him could be the way to go. Obviously, we still don't know about Andre or anything like that, whether Liverpool are going to make a move, but we wait with bated breath to see whether Liverpool do something for João Pedro González Neves. So there you go, that has been Bite Size. This has been Wednesday the 29th of November. I've been Chris Pajak, you've been fantastic. I'll see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.